Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And one of the things we have here on this show is a very special group of people called our Brain Trust. So these are folks that we've been amassing, accumulating, building a community of these experts since 1998. And one of those outstanding individuals is our friend and our guest this half hour, Pam Bilbray, who is a leadership expert. Pam is also co-author of Ordinary Greatness, and she's our friend. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. This thing about leadership, Pam, is something that I think we need to really focus on in the 21st century. We have so many things in our world that need to be dealt with. Things that they're cans that our current leaders keep kicking down the road, you know, the old kick the can game, if you ever played that. Mm-hmm. They keep kicking these things down the road, putting them off, and it's all because of a lack of leadership. Mm-hmm. And whenever there's a lack of leadership, fundamentals break down. Success has a harder time of making it. People are unhappy. And whether we're talking about our businesses or in our governments, but I think that if there's one thing, if somebody said, what do human beings need to focus on more than anything else in the 21st century, I would say find a way to be better leaders. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I just read a massive study that was done about 6 months ago, and I can't recall off the top of my head the company that did the study, but the bottom line was that in America, is that the vast majority of people feel we have a lack of leadership. And that's within our entire realm of business, government, everything. And people just really feel like we don't have the type of leadership we need to push us forward. In fact, they said, what is one thing that can push your company forward, that can push this organization, can push the government, can push our country forward, and they all said good leadership. So I think everyone's pretty much agreeing with you, Jim.
Well, and see, here's the thing that I think we've got to do, Pam, it seems to me. You and I are out here on Main Street. We're running our small businesses on Main Street. Uh-huh. We're just individuals. We don't have, you know, we're not the heads of corporations, major corporations. We're not elected officials. You know, we're just regular folks out here doing our job. Up until now, I think folks like you and me have said we've looked to those people to be the big shot leaders, to be the people who made the difference. And you and I have sort of been living in their world in a way, if you think about it, like if you see my meaning.
I did.
We've got to stop doing that. Mm-hmm. We the people like you and me and the people who are listening to us right now, Pam, we've got to say, okay, it's time for the world to know what Main Street thinks and what Main Street is capable of. We've got to start overlaying our will, the values that we have that I believe are good for the world. We've got to start exporting that and installing that into those high places, letting the people we do business with know this is what we require, letting politicians know that this is what we require. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think a grassroots effort from each and every individual and stepping up to the plate, role modeling effective leadership, demanding effective leadership with those they work with, whether it's a vendor relationship or whatever, is the way that we're going to get the type of leadership we need throughout our country. It starts with each and every individual.
Well, and you know, there are some things happening right now, Pam, that I'd like for our audience, for small business owners, Main Street folks, customers, out there on Main Street, I would like for all of them to start realizing that there are things happening in the marketplace right now that are going to make Main Street a lot more visible and have a lot more power. And one of those things is the community building that's going on right now. I call it community building. A lot of people call it social media. I prefer to think of community building because social media is not a term I like, even though it's handy. There's community building going on right now, Pam, in the marketplace, among individuals, among companies, and nobody does that better. Nobody accomplishes this better, this thing that humans want, this high-touch thing that we want. Nobody does that better than Main Street small businesses. And I think that's going to give Main Street a platform for the future. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right, is that community building effort gives small businesses much more visibility, much more impact than we've ever had before. It's amazing how it has really changed the face of business in our country, in our world. It gives us much more power. It gives us a much larger voice, don't you think?
Well, there's no question. See, because in the past, major corporations have had the marketing budget to blow us out of the water, to blow us almost out of the marketplace. And we had to duck and dive in the backwaters of the marketplace. Today, more and more people are more influenced by the communities that they're in than by marketing messages. Mm-hmm. And nobody builds communities better than small businesses. And this is see, I'm still trying to tie this, Pam, not into how much business we can do, but how much of an influence we can have on the world with that kind of market strength. I really think this is something that a lot of small business owners have not realized, that there's a Main Street dividend to building communities that I think could ultimately be good for the world. What do you think?
Well, you're right. You know, it all comes down to building relationships and the trust that is apparent in good relationships. And so small businesses who are able to touch their customer base, touch their employees, touch their communities in a much more personal way, really have a leg up on these larger, more impersonal big guys out there in the market. We need mm-hmm. to leverage that.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's not so much that the big guys don't want to do it. It's just that the way they're structured and with the constraints that they have on them to be more incremental. See, that's the cool thing about small businesses. We can be incremental. We can go one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
The big companies have a harder time doing that. And they also have law firms that prevent them from doing a lot of things that small business owners don't have to worry about. Hold on to that thought, Pam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. More of this after these messages.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. It's 23 after 47, or is that 37 minutes left in the hour? I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue. My website is Small Business Advocate. I hope you'll check it out. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, I should say. Check it out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Don't forget, when you're at my website, subscribe to my free newsletter. Pam Bilbrey is our guest. Pam is the co-author of Ordinary Greatness. Pam, tell us how we can find you online. How do we find your book?
You can go to any of the online bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, and it should be there just fine and dandy.
And your own website?
And our own website is www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
All right, so check it out. They can find out, read some excerpts from your book there, and see what's inside. Pam, let's talk about this greatness, this leadership greatness that we're talking about. Let's talk about taking that. You know, we it's kind of hard to be Main Street leaders if we can't be leaders inside the four walls of our businesses. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, I think that's where it starts for us, is displaying those effective leadership strategies within our own businesses. And, you know, one that comes to mind first for me Jim, is this whole notion of leadership visibility, or we may call it management by walking around, which I know that you've talked about for years and
years.
That's
one of my favorite terms, MBWA.
That's right. Well, you know, that's the root of making a connection with our employees. It's the root of understanding our customer base, observing what's going on, talking with our customers. It's building relationships with our vendors. It's, you know, it's so easy at times as the boss of a small business to be juggling so many balls in the air, to think that you have to be on the phone, you have to be in meetings, you have to be, you know, looking at reports, writing reports, but taking the time to get out and go out into the workplace and interact with employees, with customers, to understand truly what is going on within that organization is one of the most important things, I think, that a leader can do.
Availability and accessibility.
Yeah, you know, when you're visible, then it sends a message. I'm available to you. You're important to me. I want to hear from you, your ideas. You know, I'm looking for, and it just builds that camaraderie, not only with employees, but with customers, with vendors.
Even if they're not talking to you, it's important for them to see you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at first, if you haven't been very visible, then they probably won't talk to you because it's sort of new. What are you doing out
right,
here?
Right.
But once you get out there, people become very comfortable. You think, oh, yeah, one of us. They support, we're all on the same page. And you start having just these amazing conversations.
There's something else that happens here. Whenever people do something wrong, and they always do, we're all human. We all make mistakes. We all mess up. And whenever that happens, somebody always sees that, catches it, and remarks on it. Maybe a lot of remarking is done mm-hmm. on that. But there's something else that my friend Jim Ballard talks about, and other people have talked about. And that's catching people doing things right. That's an important part of this kind of leadership too, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely. And when you are out and about, when you see people in their work environment, you can observe what they're doing and be amazed at how they're making contributions to the organization, to the company, to the business, mm-hmm. and take that chance right then and there to recognize them for their efforts and to thank them for being such an important part of the business.
Right.
Nothing
matters more. What are some other benefits? What are some other things that, from a leadership standpoint, inside our four walls, what else should we be doing?
You know, I think that you have to set a mindset within the culture of our businesses, and I call it having a healthy dissatisfaction for the status quo. And I think those companies and businesses that are
folks, this is going to be in the test. Say that again. I like that.
A healthy dissatisfaction for the status quo.
Yeah.
And that means that all of the employees in the business are actively, continuously looking for ways to get better and better and better and better at everything
growing,
that goes
growing
on.
Growing and continuing to seek excellence.
Absolutely, because the moment
not
you stop.
Not perfection, but excellence.
Excellence. The moment you stop, the business becomes irrelevant, right? If you're not growing right. and developing.
I have a friend that says you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
I like that. It's true. It's true. So that sense of energy and excitement in the business of continuously growing, developing, getting better and better, people like that type of energy.
Mm-hmm.
It connects them, it excites them, and they do their best work under those circumstances.
And a leader, a true leader, doesn't make that happen. A true leader leads people to let them make that happen.
Mm-hmm. They set the environment so it can yes. happen, so it can blossom.
Mm-hmm. That's the key. Mm-hmm. Pam, give us the website one more time, please.
www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
And also the book's available wherever books are sold. It's called Ordinary Greatness. I encourage you to check it out, folks, when you get a chance. Pam, we've enjoyed having you here. Will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We'd love to have you back again, we'll do that. Pam Bilbrey, ladies and gentlemen. That's Bilbrey if you're Googling her. Going to take a quick look right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.